Perik Yudal, Pasuk Lam Gimel. Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Ve'Aron Lemor Ki Savo El Eretz Kenan Asher Ani Noisein Lachem Lachuzov Nosati Negat Saras Beveis Eretz Achuzaschem. Okay, so now we begin the sugya of Nigei Batim. A person is a nega in the bias. So it's very famous. This is a famous sugya over here. So when we're talking about Hashem says to Moshe Ve'Aron Lemor, there's no Rashi on this Pasuk Lam Gimel. And over here in the Targum over here, doesn't just says the standard. Pasuk Lamed Gimel Malil Hashem in Moshe Ula Aaron Lemeimor. Okay, Pasuk Lamed Dalid Ki Savohu El Eretz Kenan. When you come to the land of Kenan, Asher Yinosin Lachem Lachuzah, I will give you as in their possession. Venosati, I will put Negat Saras Beveis Eretz Achuzaschem in the house of your possession. Let's see what it says in the Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Lamed Dal Venosati Eret Negat Saras. Besorehi Lohem. This is good news. Besorah means it's good news. Shahanegoyim boim aleihem lefi shetminoi emoriim matmonios shel zahav bikiros botehem kol arboim shana shahayu yishol bamidbar. The 40 years that the Jewish people were in the desert, the Amorim who lived in these houses, they went and they put treasures. They put treasures in their house. And when there would be a nega tzaras, and it would now be required to demolish the bayis, by demolishing the bayis, it would be discovered the nega. They would demolish the bayis, the idea nega, no seitz bayis, and you would discover the nega and the bayis. So this over here is good news. Good news for the Jews when they demolish the bayis and they discover a nega. Let's see what
they discover the treasure.
Discover the treasure. So the nega was a technique in causing to demolishing the bayis and discovering the treasure. Let's see what it says over here in the Targum Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Arei te'alun la'ara d'chanan da'ano yoiv l'chan I will give to you la'ach sana as an inheritance ve'etein mach. Machtosh, I will put nega sigiru. So what is it over here? Nega sigiru. I will put a nega tzaras. Okay, so the machtosh is the nega, and the word sigiru. We had this back in Parashas Tazria and before. The word tzaras is sigiru. Where beveis ara ach sonaschein in the land of your possession. Okay, let's see over here if we have any comments on the side. In Pasuk Lamed Dalid, a lot of comments here on the side. So let me skim through it with you. Loshon Nachla Yerusha, Kevnik Achsana, Baramas Lefisha Yerusha, Chosen Miftach Al Adam. Why is the Yerusha? The word of the Targum over here is only giving us a little bit of a lesson in that Beveis Eretz Achuzaschem, that an Achuza, an inheritance, an inheritance in the Targum is called achsana. The word achsana really means strength. A person has a Yerusha. I mean, I don't know what it means exactly, because not everyone has a Yerusha. Not everyone. I don't know what it means exactly. Why is a Yerusha called strength? Some people, there's no Yerusha. Okay, but over here it's saying over here about Alefi Shayirusha he choisen umiftach ladam. Okay, interesting. Uvuloshna mikra nikra achuza kimashakosta faradak shabaoid shabahur hanachla haadam nechaz bimakoim umuzuk baavura. So he's saying land is called strength. Land, because when a person has land, you have a place, you have a makoim, you have a place to live, you have a. It's something which you take refuge in. Land is, that's why it's called real estate. Okay, you can have a lot of money in the bank, but what is it going to do for you? When you have land is a possession. Okay, so different perushim. All we have to realize over here is that the word inheritance, land goes by the term In the Targum of Ach So Nas Choin, which is means strength. Choisen. Choisen means, it means strength. Okay, fine. Let's go to the next comment. It says, the Chavei. It says over here, no, that's the next pasuk. There's a mistake here. It doesn't say, I'm sorry. Everything's good. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Lamed Hey Uvash Elo Habayis Figil Lakoyin Lemar Kinega Nili Babayis. The person Asher Elo Habayis Uvash Elo Habayis V'Higid. So here is a very good drasha for a rabbi, a Shabbos Hagadol drasha. V'Higid. Where in the Torah do you have the word V'Higid Hagado? V'Higad Uta Levincha Bayemuhu Lema Bavurza Sashem Li B'Tzeis Mitzrayim. And you have it over here again. And you have it over here. V'higid lakohim lemar kinega nir libaboyis. So what's the connection between negoim, negebatim, and the Haggadah? Okay, are there other places in the Torah that it says word v'higid? Haggadah, I don't know. This is something which has to be discussed. Why by negebatim does it mention Haggadah? And it says over here, Vo Asher Lo Habayis, V'Higid, he will be Magid La Kohen Lemar Kinega Nearly Babayis. So what is this all about? So let's see Rashi. Rashi Pastam Lei says Kinega Nearly Babayis Afilu Talmidich Afilu Talmud Chacham She Yoidea Shunega Vaday. Even a Talmud Chacham who knows Sheyodea Shunega Nega Vadai, who knows that it's a Nega, Lo Yivsoik Dovar Boru Loimar Nega Nirli Elo Kinega Nirli. Okay, so Rashi says that even a Talmud Chacham who knows for sure, he knows the halachas, he knows with absolute clarity that what he sees on the wall of his house is a Nega, should not say to the Kohen that I have a Nega. He should say to the Kohen, Ki Nega. There is something which looks like a Nega. He should not say that he has a Nega. The only one that can declare that the Nega is a Kohen. But even though the Kohen is needed to make the declaration, when the Yisrael or anyone gives over the information to the Kohen, the one that gives over the information should not state with absolute certainty that there is a Nega. He should say there appears to be something like a Nega. That is the Rashi. Afil Talmud Chacham sheyodea shehu Nega vaday lo yifsek dover bar loymar Nega nearly ela ki Nega. Okay, what does the Targum say? Pasuk Lamed Hey. Targum says v'yesei loshen osa. Okay, so it says here that uvo you will come. Loshon Bia. I didn't read the Targum. Sorry, let's go to the Targum. The Targum says, V'yesei di delay beso. It will come. That to him is the house. V'chavei. And will speak. L'chohano l'meimar. Ki mach tosho. Itachzili bebeso. Like a nega appears to me in the bias. Okay, the commentator here says, Loshon osa peyush loshon Bia. Hanega Hagol Mokem Avaloshan oil perish loshan kinisa, he would have not much of the year. Ulhe posta medal kisvol oritz can attack my right tail and shakavana tiknisul oritz. Pos de Vashal Habayis Targum Viesi delays shakavana sheyigash like coin the posta summer. Okay, let's see over here. Okay, I don't know what he's saying over here. Hagodo Yichavidas. Okay, it doesn't really explain the significance of it, but there certainly must be some significance. Let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Lamed Vav. V'tziva koyein, the koyein will give a command. And what will happen? He gives a command, v'fidu es habayis, and they will clean out the house. They will clean out the house, v'terem yovei koyein liros anega, v'lo yitmo kol asher habayis. So that everything in the house should not become tamei v'achakein yevoh ha'koyim liroi sesaboy. So in other words, when this is the famous halacha, is the Torah here is giving you advice. The bias is not yet tamei until the Kohen declares it to be a nega. Until that moment in time, it's not yet tamei. Now once the bias is declared to be a Beis Menuga, the bayis is basically the same status like an Ohel Hameis. Just like if there is a dead body in the house, everything in the house becomes an avatoma. So too, when the Kohen comes and declares that the bayis is tame, everything in the house is an av hatoma. So that's a tremendous inconvenience, because if everything is tame, you're going to have to get everything to the mikvah. Take the tables, the chairs, the chandelier, chresnesh, I don't know, everything has to be brought to the mikvah to be metaheret. All the food, whatever you got there, it's gone. So be smart. Since the Kohen has not yet declared the bayis tameh, even though you know that it is tameh, because you can see what you're dealing with, and the Kohen is only going to declare it to be tameh, until the Kohen comes and says tameh, the bayis is not yet tameh, and you have an opportunity to be smart and take everything out of the house in order so that it should not become tameh. And who is giving you this advice? The Torah. It's a pella. This pasuk is an incredible chiddush, because this type of thing, you would say, the Chachamim would say, it wouldn't be written in the Torah. The Torah is telling you the basic laws. The basic laws is that you have a nega, the bayis is tamei. What are the consequences? Everything in the bayis is tamei. The Torah is giving you advice, practical advice, giving you like a legal loophole. You know, Pesach is coming, so if you don't want to go and throw out all the chametz, sell it to a guy. Torah doesn't say that. Torah doesn't give you advice. It's Shemitah is coming. So, het mechir. Go sell the land to a guy. Okay, that's controversial. But people do this all the years. Sell the land to a guy. So you can go and you can eat. You don't have to separate. You don't have to worry about Shemitah. Shvius. All the laws of Shvius. This pasuk is a shocking pasuk. For the Torah to give you advice. Torah, this is not something you would ever expect the Torah to say, to give you practical advice. The Kohen is coming. He's going to declare the bayis to become tamei in a few moments. So you might as well save yourself the effort of schlepping everything that you have to the mikvah to be metaharet and just take it out of the house to put in advance. The Kohen will command, before the Kohen opens up his mouth, the Kohen shall give a command, clean out the bayis. Who is giving the command? Is it the Kohen is giving the command? The Kohen is saying, before I go inside, you might as well save yourself the tircha. Take everything out of the house. Then the Kohen will enter to go see the bayis, see what's going on, if it's a nega. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi pasuk lamed vav. Beterem yavai hakoyin. Before the Kohen comes, she calls man, she ain't Kohen, niskak lo, ain't sham taras tumma. As long as the Kohen does not look at what he sees, there is no tumma. V'lo yitma kol asher b'bayis, she im lo yifneyu. If you don't clean out the bayis, v'yovei ha-Kohen, v'yir ha-nega, niskak, yir ha-nega, niskak li soger. If the coin comes and the coin looks and the coin says you have to lock up the bayis for 1 week, it's going to be, you know, sometimes in there you have to wait a week. V'chol ma'ashe v'soicha yitma v'almo chosa toira. And here the rai, what did the Torah of Rachmanis on? Im al klis shetef, if it's going on glass and wood and metal, things that you can be toivel in the mikvah. So over here Rashi says, so big deal, you'll go, you'll take the metal utensils, the wooden utensils, the glass utensils, and you'll be toivel them in a mikvah. These things, anything, these type of utensils, when they become tamei, have a solution. So over here Rashi, over here says from Chazal, it's not a big deal to go take these utensils and be toivel them in the mikvah. What is a big deal? Earthenware utensils. Because earthenware utensils have no solution. Earthenware utensil becomes tummy, you have to shatter the utensil. V'im al oichlen u'mashkin, v'im al oichlen u'mashkin, yoichlen b'mei tumas. Let's say the food. Let's say food will become tummy. So big deal. Food that becomes tummy. So you just eat the food when you're not tummy, when you're tar, when you're on your tummy. A person is not always tar, so the person is tummy, so we'll eat the food that's tummy. So what is the Torah come to have rachmanis upon earthenware utensils? Because an earthenware utensil, it becomes tameh, there is no solution. You have to shatter it. There is no solution for an earthenware utensil that becomes tameh. The only solution is to destroy it. So therefore, the Torah is telling you, take out the earthenware utensils before the kohen comes and enters the house. Because when the kohen comes, enters the house, he's going to declare it either tameh, or it's going to require it to be locked up for 1 week. And even if it's locked up for 1 week, automatically everything inside is tameh. So therefore, save yourself. What are we coming to save you? To save you from the metal utensils and the wooden utensils, or glass utensils. Oh, big deal. So I'll go to the mikveh and immerse the utensils in the mikveh. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, it's a very big deal to go to the mikveh. To schlep the kelim from the house and go to the mikveh is a very big tirchah. It's a half a day's work. You know, you got to get it and go bring it and go. The mikveh's not open. It is open. You got to go pay $5. And then you have to immerse it and get all wet and bring it back. I don't know about you. It's a lot of time. A lot of time, a lot of effort. It disrupts your whole daily schedule. But the Gemara over here is saying, the Gemara Chazal said that's not a big deal. It's not a, maybe they had mikvahs all over the place, very accessible. But what is a big deal? It's a big deal when you're going to lose money. Because if it's an earthenware utensil, there's nothing you can do. You have to destroy it. The truth is, a lot of kelim today also, let's say have a microwave. Can you be tovel a microwave? Electric equipment. Today, a lot of things are electric. You can't be tovel them. If you tovel them in the water, they break. Everything today is more and more electric. They break. So it's a big deal. Therefore, lo elal al klecherish elam tarim b'mikvah. What does the Targum say? Targum Pasuk Lamidvav says, V'faket kohano. The Kohen will give a command. V'panoin yaspeisa. And they will clean out the bias. Ad lo ye'ol kohano. L'michse. Before the Kohen enters to see. Yos mach tosha. The nega, the lo yistoav, so it should not become tameh. The word yistoav always means tameh. Kol div veisa, everything inside the bayis. Uvos arkein, after you clean out the bayis and you save all of the utensils from becoming tameh, then enters uvos arkein yeoil kohano. The coin enters. Lemichze yos basically enters to see what is going on in this bayis. Okay, any comments over here? Over here on the side it says Ad Mo'od. Okay, the term Yovakon Liros, where's the word Od over here in the Targum? Ad. The term Yospesa, Ufinu Esabayis, Ufinu Esabayis, as Beterem. So the word Beterem in the Targum says Ad. Ad. Over here he says Mo'od, Loshna Kodesh. Yesh mila od chora shel adayin. All right. Ki ad lo tedem perush adayin lo v'emush lufnei adayin lo v'ein perush lufnei o kodem. Vakavona shem medaber mitar hamatzav anuchechi shemasbira hatar eich mar habayis achshav shu ponui v'adayin lo higia koyin. I don't know what he means. Avach ibn Ezra Ramban Cholkim. Okay, it seems here that we have a machloikis. What it means, b'terem yavar koyin. What is the word b'terem? According to the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban, they learn terem means before. Before. Unkelis seems to disagree, and he says it means shamadaber mitaher hamatziv hanichachi shemasbira hatara ich mare habayis achshav ich mare habayis achshav shuponi. Adayin lo higia koin. He did not yet arrive. Yitziva koin pinus abayis b'terem. B'terem. He did not yet arrive. B'terem yavai. He did not yet arrive. Okay. There's a very slight disagreement. It could make a world of a difference. Okay. There's a very, very minor nuance between what the Targum says and what the other Rishonim say, and maybe this will be an afternoon of what does Rashi really say. Rashi says B'terem Yevah Kohen Shekol Zman She'ein Kohen Nizkak Loi Ein Shem Toras Tum. Rashi says as long as the Kohen does not is needed, Nizkak means required for him, Ein Shom Toras Tum. B'terem Yava, a dying yield over here. All right, you know it's there's something very subtle over here. I mean, I can't put my finger on it. Over here in the commentator.
Two different ways as strange. Where is this? The Kohen, yes, not yet. And then when the Kohen arrive, he's not involved.
Yeah, but he's not involved to the palace.
Not involved?
Not involved with
it. Say it again.
He says, like this. When the Kohen has not yet come, or not why that Kohen does not become involved in sin.
God
doesn't render the decision.
No, Mary wants to be
involved. The Kohen is not yet get involved.
Yeah. So he may be dead. He's not involved.
It doesn't mean before. That's what he's saying. It doesn't mean before. It means the Kohen is not yet involved.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
It's not a matter of order. It's a matter that he's not. All right, he's not engaged in this activity here. Okay, there's a nuance over here which is he's trying over here to say something which needs to be understood. All right, let's go further. Let's now go further. Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Pasuk Lamed Zayin over here says, V'ra'ah es ha-nega. He will look at the nega. V'neha nega b'kiras the bayis. He'll look at the nega and behold, the nega is in the walls of the bayis. The nega is to be found in the walls of the bayis. What color is the nega? Shekaru rois, yirak rakois. Oy adam damois. Now, what is this word? Shekaru rois, yirak rakois. That's a hard word. Oy adam damois, red. Yirak rakois means green. And adam damois means red. Umarehen shafol menakir. And their appearance is shafol. Is deeper than the wall. So let's see what it says over here in Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Lamed Zayin says, Shekaru rois, shekois b'marehon. The word shekois means it's sunk. It has the appearance of it being sunk in its appearance. And that's all he says. Let's see the Targum. Only one little Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Lamed Zayin. V'yirzeyos machtosha. He will look at the nega. V'ha behold machtosha b'chus lebeisa pachtin. Now what does it mean the word pachtin? Pachtin over here, I guess that's what Rashi over here says as well. It means over here means it is sunk. It has the appearance of it being sunken. Yorkon is green. Oysamkon or is red. Umich zehoin and their appearance. Yesh garsen umech zehen. Makich min kusla. It is also, it's the same word. Makich means it is weak. Shafol. Okay, it's a machtosha makich. Okay, it's the same word. Maybe it's the same word. It's like the same word. When it said the word shekaru rois, Targum says machtosha, and here when it says shafol, also it says makich. Maybe it's the same word. Okay, let's see what it says in the Targum pasuk lamid zayin, and then in the commentator, pachtin. Kavanasai milazun nigzeres mi pochus shuches aroin vadem ulam rul achas hapachosim barbagumo pecheses. min echa min amaris v'yesh shapir shushumaris shachor. Alright, so saying over here a chiddush. Rashi over here, also Rashi makes the same comment, it seems, is that the word shakar rois, it appears from the other rishonim, hold that the word shakar rois is a color. It is a color. Just like it says here in the pasuk, it says that there, it's either yirak rakois, oy adam damois. Yirak yakos means it's green, or it's red. These are colors. Likewise, shikaru rois and yirak rakos, so to shikaru rois, according to some of the Rishonim, means they are colors. It's a certain color, like a black color. The Targum disagrees. The fact that the Targum translates the word shikar rois to mean it is machtosha means it is weak, it is diminished, indicates that the Targum holds that the word, it does not mean black. Rashi likewise says it means that it is shikuois b'marihon. So this word is going back on both. It's going back on whatever color it is. Whether it's going to be a green color, whether it's going to be a red color, the color has the appearance of it having been sunk into the wall. Whereas, according to the other Rishonim, they learned that this word shikaros is a color. It's black, or it's green, or it's red. Okay, so that's why both of these Mefarshim, Rashi and Unkelus, are making a point as translating these words. Okay, what else? Then it goes on over here to say, this pasuk. Let me find Pachmin. Okay, it says Yarkon or Samkon. Okay, nothing more. Next pasuk. Pasuk Lamed Ches. The Yatsa Koyein, and the Kohen goes outside of the Minabais, El Pesach Abayis. He goes out to the Pesach Abayis, the Hiskires Abayis Shivas Yamim, and he locks up the Bayis for 7 days. So over here, the Kohen comes. He sees there's a nega. He sees that the color is one of these colors. Either it's green or it's red, and it's sunken into the wall. He does not immediately declare the bias to be a base menuga. He says we have to wait a week. He goes outside. He locks up the bias for 7 days. Now, just locking up the bias automatically makes everything inside the bias tame. It goes without saying that if the kohen will declare the bias to be a base menuga later on, a week later, if it spreads, then of course the bias, everything inside the bias, is going to be tame. But the chiddush is, even if the kohen, even though it's only the first week and we have to wait another week, just the act of locking up the bias for 1 week automatically makes the bias into an avatom, and everything inside the bias becomes tame. Okay, pasuk lamites. Vishav hakoin bayom hashavi'i, he comes back on day 7, running, he sees v'inei, pasa nega, because the bias. He comes back on day 7, guess what? The nega spread. Let's go further. Pasuk mem, v'tziva koin, the coin gives a command, v'chilutzu es ho'avonim, they have to release. Like chalitzas hanoam, the woman, she removes the shoe from the yavam. V'chilutzu means to loosen the stones, asher bohein hanoga, where there is the nega. V'shlichu esen, you loosen those stones, and you cast them el michutz lir el makom tamei, to a special place that is tamei. Let's see Rashi, these two psukim. Rashi's pasuk mem, v'chiltzu es avonim kitagumo v'shalfun, yitlo misham, remove them. V'choltza na'aloi, Rashi quotes the pasuk by chalitza, v'choltza na'aloi, which means to remove the shoe, loshoin hasara. So Rashi learns v'choltza na'aloi, it means to actually remove. It doesn't mean to, I said the wrong translation, I said to loosen the straps. Rashi learns it means to actually remove the shoe, remove the stones. You have this word in two places, by chalitza sanual and by the nige batim. Just like we had before the higid is by the Haggadah, Pesach, the higid is by the nige batim. You have to go to the coin and tell the coin the whole story. What's the whole story? I don't know what the whole story is, but there's a whole story over here. You have a bias, you come to us, that needs to be understood. That's a very good drasha for Shabbos Haggadah, to understand why does the pasuk say the word higid when it comes to the nigibatim. Okay, el makom tameh, where do you throw the stones? You throw the stones to makom tameh. Makom she'ein taharos mishtam she'sham, you throw to a place where people are not tar. Limetcha kasev shavonim halalu mitamos mikaimam ba'oidon bo. Aha. The fact the Torah says take the stones and throw it to a mokum tameh is an indication that these stones are also tameh. And therefore, anyone that comes in contact with these stones becomes tameh. One more time, and we'll come to tameh. These stones, mitamos, mikaimon ba'oidon bo. They contaminate the location while they are still there. Wherever the stones are, that bias automatically becomes tameh. All right, excellent. Now we go to Pasuk. Let's see over here the commentator. Let's scan it. Okay, Vishalfun. Okay, it says over here you throw from there. Okay, let me look over here. Anything we want to read over here? Okay, that's it. Next Pasuk. Pasuk Mem. Vitziva Kohen. We did it already. Pasuk Mem Aleph. V'yasabayis yaktsia mibayis saviv. The bayis yaktsia mibayis saviv v'shavchu es ha'afar asher hiktsu el mechutz lo'ir el makom tameh. So the second part. Not only do you remove the stones, Pasuk Mem Aleph is teaching us a new halacha. There are tzvei dinim. Number one, you have to remove the stones. Number two, the cement, the plaster, the immediate surrounding area of the stones also has to be removed. Okay, there are tzvei dinim. What has the nega? If not for this pasuk, you would not say this. You would say, listen, you have stones, and there's a nega on the stone. So take out the stone. Oh, when you take out the stone, there's going to be some residual cement, plaster that was in the area that was, you pull out the stone, okay? Put in a new stone. No. You can't just put in a new stone. You have to carve away all of the surrounding cement that was used to fasten that stone. That also is a chelik of tzaras, even though there's no discoloration on that stone. The only discoloration is on the stone itself, not on the cement that surrounds that stone. Gezeres HaKosev, the Kohen will give a command. And the bias. Now, what does it mean exactly, the word bias? Let's see what we say over here, the word Rashi. Yaktsia means, V'loshen Mishnah, yesh harbe, mibayis, from the inside, saviv, sivivoy sanega, b'toras kohanim nidroshkein, sheyikloif, hitiach, you have to peel away the cement, shesaviv, that is surrounds the avne hanega. Hiktsu, loshen kotze, asher kotzei, biktsois, Hanega Saviv. I don't really know what it means over here. I'm having a hard time with this translation. The pasuk says Vesa Bayis. Vesa Bayis. So what does it mean, the Bayis? The Bayis means the house, I guess. In the Bayis, what do? Yaktsia, you chisel away. That's what we're going to learn over here. The edge, the end. Yaktsia, mi Bayis, from within. To trim. Okay, good. To trim. That's what it says in English? It says in English to trim?
Yeah, there is old French.
Okay, so you trim from the inside. You trim it from the inside. There are two times it says the word bayis. Ha bayis, the first ha bayis is the house. Mi bayis means from within. It's a different word, it's like a play on the words. See, they have that sometimes. A lot of times they have mechumash. Is we have, you have the same exact word, but the words are written in a way which it's a play on the words. There's the habayis and the mibayis. Habayis means the home. Mibayis means from within. They have nothing in common. These two words, even though they share the same letters, beis yud tov, but the way they're used in this pasuk, they have nothing in common. The bayis is the home, and the mibayis means from within. Saviv, 360 degrees, all around. Veshav, when you will pour out es he'afar, the earth, Asher Hiktsu, which you have trimmed, El Michutz Lo'ir, the same location, El Mokoyim Tomeh. The same thing that it says above, that's what it says over here. Now let's see over here what it says over here and we did already the Rashi. Let's look quickly at the Targum. V'yas Beso, Yak Lufun Migov. You see, the Targum does the same thing. He translates the word Mi Bayis to mean from the inside, and Beso means the Bayis. Sechor Sechor, around the Yirmoin. The Yirmoin means you will throw away, you will pour away. Yos Afra de Kalifu li Mabara, outside, li Karta, to the city, la Asar, a location, mi Soav, that is Tomei. Let me look at the comments, if there are any comments over here. comments on Pasuk Mem Aleph. Let me look around over here. Yikalfun Loshon Khalifa. Okay, V'chein Mishnah Kalfun Mekalfun Asir Aitit. Okay, Loshon Rabim. Oh no, it goes to Loshon Rabim. No. I don't want to talk about this. Me give him the inside. Okay. Targum Yashlichu. Shlichu Mikra Lachorahu. Why is it? Alright, next, the Khalifu Shakalfu. Ukharashi. Alright, that's it. Okay, let's leave with that. Fine. Next pasuk. Vulach, what do you do next? Vulachu. Next pasuk. What do you do next? Avonim Acherois, other stones. Avonim Acherois. I thought it should be Avonim Acherim. What is an Evan? Isn't an Evan Lashon Zohar? Why does it say Acheros? I don't know. Avonim Acherois, Veviu El Tachas Avonim, Veofar Acher Yikach Vetoches Abayis. So what do? You put in new stones. Put in new stones. What does Rashi say? There is no Rashi on this Pasuk. Targum on this pasuk says v'suvun avnin ochoronin v'alun ba'asar avnaya v'afar orchon yisa v'shua yos be'sein. Let me ask you a simple question. What happens if you don't have other stones? I don't have other stones to put in. I don't care. Out of the bias and in the bias there are okay, there's a nega. So I take out the stones and I don't have any, I don't care. I don't have other stones to replace them. Does it make a difference? Is there a halacha that you bedafka have to go put in other stones? Is it? I don't mind if we have a hole in the wall. I don't care. The house is not going to collapse. Is there a requirement that you bedafka must go put new stones into the house? And if you don't do it, it's ma'akev the tahara. The bayis is tame, it's an avatome. Torah says, take the stones that are tame, get rid of them. Go back and chisel out all of the surrounding cement, trim it down. Okay, I got rid of the tame, I got rid of the stones, I'm done. Is that enough? Or do we say that the tahara of the bayis is not complete until you put in new stones? From the pasuk it's mashma, you have to put new stones into the bayis. Why would that be? I don't know. All right, I have to stop over here. Thank you very much for coming along with me. I really appreciate it. Otherwise, I wouldn't for sure want to learn. Thank you so much. Have a good night, everyone. Zay gezunt. Zay gezunt. Be well.